She had always intended to be a university graduate. And in fact, Kyla Hannington did go to university in her youth, but she dropped out, started again, dropped out. In the end, she had not much more than shame to show for it. She got married, divorced. She was a single mother working lousy jobs. And then a couple of years ago, Kyla Hannington started thinking about the idea of going back to school. At the height of the recession, she was laid off, and something told her it was the right time. She loves school, but the price, literally and figuratively, has been high.
Here's the thing. I don't have any money, and whenever I think about this, I want to gnaw off my own hand. I know that tonight the car insurance is coming out of the bank, and on Tuesday the mortgage comes out, and all my credit card payments and phone bills are due between now and then. And I know there's not enough money in there for all of that. I make tiny mental negotiations. I won't pay the bills, so there's money in the bank for the mortgage, because we need shelter more than I need credit cards or even a good credit score. I make bread at home because a 5-kilogram bag of flour will make dozens of loaves for the same price it costs to buy two at the grocery store. We've started eating an abundance of carbs, muffins and breads, things I can make at home. All this time, I keep up the illusion that home baked goods are a treat, an act of motherly love, rather than the act of a desperate mother with not enough money to buy food. The children don't know. I think they don't know. I wonder if they know. On and off, I've been keeping us afloat using smoke and mirrors for almost 6 years now, since my marriage broke up and I started paddling like mad to keep us above the surface. And in those 6 years, of course, I've made the wrong choices. If I had gone to university right away instead of only 2 years ago, I'd be finished by now. If I hadn't racked up so much credit card debt, we'd be in better shape month to month. Instead, I'm just sitting here, gnawing on my knuckles, trying to get through before student loans come in again. In all of this, I take a sociology class in university. My sociology class tells me that women in Canada, post-divorce, face poverty at 4 times the rate of the rest of the population. My sociology class also tells me what happens to children who are raised in poverty. Children raised in poverty are less likely to go to university themselves. My sociology class tells me about the health effects of people who live in poverty, in no small part because of stress. "That's right," pipes up someone in the class. "Stress is a major killer." "Oh, that's great," I think, slouching farther down into my seat. Now I can worry about that too. Because if it's hurting my kids to be raised in poverty, surely it would be worse for my kids if their mom dropped dead too. I mean, really. Because I'm a student, I get that, in a way, we're poor right now by choice. Mine. I could always drop out of university and get a job. But I worked before, and the kinds of jobs I could get kept us poor. Hand to mouth. Hand to mouth. Hand to mouth. That's the story of my 30s. But now, I think, we're hand to mouth, or hand to chin, really, because we're not quite making it all the way each month, so that the story of my 40s can be a different story, so that my children don't grow up as children of poverty, but rather as children of a strong, brave mother who worked hard to make it better, who got an education and a job, who kept on dreaming when dreams were hard to find. But how will it shake down in reality? I can't tell you. My daughter wants to join hockey in the fall, and it's unlikely I'll be able to make that happen. The children want to take a family vacation somewhere, just the three of us. As they dream of places we could go, they dream the small dreams of children with no money. "Let's go to Port Hardy," they say, as though it's a vacation destination on par with Mexico. I wonder how this is all going to wear on them when they're grown women. Are they going to look back and feel that they missed out? Or even that they were poor? Or will they buy into the fantasy that camping is a wonderful and glorious way to spend family time? That our country is vast and unknowable, and we never need leave its borders to have adventures? That writing and illustrating our own stories is better than going out to the movies? And that baked goods are only, ever, a beautiful act of love? My hope for them is that they will buy into the illusion. Because while all of that is a story I tell them in order to distract them from all the things they can't have, it's also the story I tell them because it's true. They should believe in the real magic of all those things that make up our lives. They don't need to know the other stuff. They don't need to know how I lie awake at night, 9 on my hand. For the Sunday edition, this is Kyla Hannington in Nanaimo.